The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey there, cookie lovers. Welcome to Crumb by Crumb, where we explore the delicious world of crumble cookie. I'm your host, DJ Sweets, your go-to guide for all things cookie related. From classic favorites to exciting new flavors, I'll give you the scoop on which cookies are worth the hype and which cookies you're better off saving your money on. So grab a glass of milk, sit back, and join me as we break down each cookie crumb by crumb. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Crumb by Crumb. In honor of our second ever episode, we have an irresistible menu of crumble cookies to review this week. Now, let me tell you, as soon as I saw that Crumble Cookie released the lineup, I grabbed my phone, looked up the menu, and just like that, my mouth was watering. That's how excited I was for this week's menu. Now, we're calling this episode Throwback Treats and Gourmet Eats because there are a couple flavors on this week's menu that haven't been featured in what feels like forever, making this a very nostalgic but very gourmet experience. And one of those cookies are actually my favorite crumble cookies of all time, the s'mores cookie. So everybody grab a glass of milk or your favorite drink, get comfy, and let's get right into it. First up on this week's menu is a classic favorite that everybody knows and everybody loves, a semi-sweet chocolate chip cookie. The second cookie on this week's lineup is a cookies and cream brownie, which is actually the flavor of the month for Crumble Cookie and will be offered throughout the entire span of March. So you've got plenty of time to grab it if you're interested. The third cookie on the menu is a very rich and very creamy delight, the turtle cheesecake. Next up is a frosted strawberry featuring Pop-Tarts, bringing back that nostalgic breakfast vibes. Following that, we have the churro toffee white chip cookie and the cake batter cookie. Last but certainly not least on the menu this week is the s'mores campfire cookie. The fourth cookie on the lineup this week is a frosted strawberry featuring Pop-Tarts cookie, bringing back some of that nostalgic breakfast vibe. The next cookie on the menu this week is the churro toffee white chip cookie. Second to last on the menu is the ultimate cake batter cookie. And last but certainly not least is a campfire favorite, the s'mores cookie. Now let's talk about this dessert of the month, the cookies and cream brownie. A dark chocolate brownie packed with cookies and cream pieces and semi-sweet chunks, crowned with white drop buttercream and sprinkled with cookies and cream pieces, drizzled with chocolate ganache, available all month long. Now that's Crumble's definition of this treat. And when I tell you it's spot on, it's pretty spot on. This cookie was absolutely incredible. The brownie itself was giving very much corner piece. It was crunchy on the outside, but once you bit into it, it was cooked to perfection. It was soft, it was gooey, it was moist, it was everything that you can imagine in a brownie and more. Now, I love anything and everything cookies and cream, so I already knew that I was gonna love this dessert, but I did not expect to like it as much as I did. The cookies and cream bits on top were a perfect addition to this treat, and overall this cookie was just perfection. I give it a 10 out of 10. It was my favorite cookie on the menu this week, and I'm so excited that I have it for the entire month of March. I'm scared to see how many times I'm going to go back for this cookie. Now, what really did it for me with this dessert was the combination of the white buttercream and the chocolate ganache. These two flavors complemented each other so well, it was just top tier. The cookies and cream pieces that were added on top also added a little bit of a crunch that I didn't even know that I needed, but it was absolutely amazing, and I would definitely recommend going to Crumble Cookie to try this dessert. Now, coming in hot at second place on this week's lineup is an all-time favorite of mine. Kind of hurts my heart to put it in second place, but I've had it before. I'll have it again, the s'mores cookie. Crumble's definition of this treat is a graham cracker cookie packed with milk chocolate chips, then topped with a melty marshmallow, chocolate drizzle, and a buttery graham cracker crumb on top. Now, the presentation of this cookie is beautiful. It just reminds me of summertime, camping with your friends, singing by the campfire. The actual cookie and flavor of this treat is amazing. The blend of all three flavors was perfect. There wasn't too much chocolate, not too much marshmallow. I thought the graham cracker cookie tasted so good with the melted marshmallows on top, and the marshmallow pool is the absolute favorite part of this cookie for me. It's just as good as any cheese pool you've ever experienced, if not better. And if I had to rate this cookie, I would give it a 9.5 out of 10. Coming in at third place on this week's menu is the Frosted Strawberry featuring Pop-Tarts. Now, I don't know why, but when I heard the name of this cookie, I thought it was going to be a cookie that was going to be served chilled, but it was actually served warm, and I'm not complaining because it was pretty dang good. Crumble's definition of this cookie is a buttery cookie packed with strawberry filling, then covered in a pool of melted white drops, crushed frosted strawberry Pop-Tarts, and flaky rainbow sugar. Now, this cookie tasted just like a Pop-Tart. I didn't taste it at first, I'm not going to lie. The first bite, I was like, I need more. But once you got into the middle, into that strawberry filling, it was amazing. The strawberry filling was so sweet, but not overly sweet. It tasted just like the Pop-Tarts that we used to eat when we were little kids going to school. And yeah, I thought this cookie was pretty good. I do think that they should have added a lot more of that strawberry filling because it's in the name, it's in the Pop-Tart. Like, I was definitely expecting more of that strawberry taste, but it was overall good, and I would rate it probably an 8 out of 10. Now, coming in at fourth place on this week's menu is Crumble's Cake Batter Cookie. Now, in my opinion, I think they should have named this cookie something along the lines of Cake Batter Central. Just because the flavor of this cookie was so, so strong that I couldn't have more than one bite of it. It was good, don't get me wrong, but it was just extremely strong. You had cake batter in the cookie, cake batter in the cream cheese frosting, and then mini cookie balls on top that were obviously flavored in cake batter as well. It was good. It was really sweet, really flavorful, but I just couldn't get myself to be able to eat more than one bite of it just because of how strong the flavor was. But overall, I thought it lived up to the name, and I would probably give it a 7 out of 10 to a 7.5 out of 10. Now, in the fifth place spot this week is Crumble's Semi-Sweet Chocolate Chunk Cookie. Now, this is a chocolate chip cookie, but make it chunky. This cookie is filled with irresistible semi-sweet chocolate chunks and a sprinkle of flaky sea salt on top. Now, this cookie is so much better than Crumble's regular chocolate chip cookie. It's a little bit thinner, there's a lot more chocolate, and the sprinkle of flaky sea salt really just does it for me with this dessert. I think the sea salt just adds that extra flavor that I need, and the chocolate chunks give me everything that the regular chocolate chip cookie doesn't give me. And I just overall love this cookie way better than the regular chocolate chip cookie. I give it probably somewhere in between a 7 to a 7.5 out of 10. Now, coming in at sixth place this week, call it controversial, I don't care. I know a lot of people enjoyed this cheesecake this week, but I, in fact, was not one of them. The turtle cheesecake is taking that sixth place spot this week. It's a velvety cheesecake baked on a rich, creamy cookies and cream crust, dripping with golden caramel, luscious ganache, and a sprinkle of crunchy pecan pies on top. Now, I think what just didn't do it for me was the pecan pieces on top and the caramel. For some reason, the toppings on my cheesecake were sour, and I couldn't get that taste out of my mouth after I ate it. The cookies and cream crust was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, I did like that part, but something about the toppings on this cheesecake really just didn't do it for me. I couldn't get that sour flavor out of my head once I tasted it, and yeah, the pecan pieces just weren't for me. I give this cookie, I'm being generous, but a 3 or a 4 out of 10. Now, in last place this week, unfortunately, is the churro toffee white chip cookie. This cookie is a vanilla cookie loaded with toffee and sweet white drops, all dusted in a cozy coat of cinnamon sugar. Now, let me tell you, that definition of that cookie is a little bit of a lie. It definitely is, because I did not taste any toffee at all. It very much tasted like a churro cookie, and I was pretty disappointed because I was very excited for that toffee flavor. I thought it would have been a really good combination. I did not think that the churro and the white chip were going to be a good combination, and that was something that I was very surprised by. I really did enjoy the white chip and the churro flavor together. One thing that was just missing from this cookie was that toffee flavor, and because it's in the name, I was just so disappointed. I didn't taste toffee at all. And for some reason, my location undercooked this cookie very, very slightly. This is the only cookie that they did this to. But yeah, overall, I would probably rate this cookie somewhere in between a 3 and 4 out of 10. I want to rate it a 5 because it was still good, but it just didn't live up to its name. I didn't taste any of that toffee flavor, and that's what I was really hoping for going into trying that cookie. All right, my beautiful cookie lovers, that wraps up our second episode and our second taste test of the Crumbl Cookie lineup. Honestly, each and every one of these flavors brought something new and unique to the table, and I'm just so excited to see what's to come on Crumbl's next lineup. The cookies and cream brownie definitely lived up to the hype as the dessert of the month. So, if you are interested in trying that, you have until the end of March. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me on this sweet adventure. Make sure to visit your local Crumbl Cookies and try all of these flavors for yourself. Let me know which ones are your favorite and which ones you're not wasting your money on. Until next time, keep it sweet. Bye.